More than 1,300 Americans have been killed in the war in Iraq. More than 35 of the war dead from Iraq and Afghanistan have ties to the state of Massachusetts. Monica Brady-Myrov of member station WBUR reports on how one Massachusetts family is offering emotional outreach and practical advice to bereaved families.
Alma Hart's son, Army Private John Hart, was killed fighting in Iraq in October 2003.
It's been a year and I still cry. You know, something will remind me of him. In the fall, candy apples in the grocery store, and I just, like, have to, like, cover my eyes and walk past.
Hart knows she's not alone, but she felt isolated, so she began to reach out to other mothers who've lost children in Iraq with email and phone calls. She's using a network set up in World War I, the Gold Star Mothers. The military presents all mothers with a Gold Star pin when their child dies in war. Hart uses a speakerphone to call a woman in Pennsylvania she's never met, but they have a lot in common as mothers of dead soldiers.
Hello, Ann?
Yes.
Hi, it's Alma Hart.
Oh, hi.
Is everything okay with your granddaughter?
Yes, so far.
I forgot to ask her name this morning.
It's Andy, after her Uncle Andrew.
Oh, okay.
Ann Adams' son, Sergeant Andrew A.J. Baddock, was part of a rescue dive team and drowned while trying to save a soldier whose vehicle overturned in a canal.
So how you feeling?
Oh, good. The major had a lot of good things to tell me, and he was telling me that what AJ did, people don't do, and it was the way I brought him up. And then I thought maybe I brought him up to be too good.
Well, you know, I know exactly how you feel. I think the same thing about John, that, you know,
this level of emotional support is missing from the military's casualty assistance program, says Hart. For the past few months, she's been trying to revive the Gold Star Mothers group with an email listserv. The group has fewer than 1,000 active members, who are mostly over 70. Florence Johnson, president of the Massachusetts chapter, says until Alma Hart joined, the group had no coordinated outreach to the new generation of mothers.
We haven't really got in touch with them yet. I mean, we're letting them have their mourning first. You know, I mean, it's an awful shock to a person to get the news and all that.
Alma Hart's husband, Brian, says in addition to the lack of emotional support from the military, he felt there wasn't enough practical support. He didn't know how to handle the media attention, wills and insurance, and the Army's inability to tell him where his son's remains were.
Finding the body took days, literally, and we learned about it from an email from a friend of a friend who had talked to a chaplain in the mess hall and said that he'd given last rites to two boys from the 173rd Airborne.
This experience led him to want to help other families. When a young Marine from his town was killed in Iraq in November, Hart went to the family's home.
The families are by themselves and isolated. There's no playbook, no support structure for the families in place, regardless of the services.
The Defense Department says it's serving families well by assigning casualty assistance officers to each case.
To provide assistance in working their way through the system of benefits and entitlements.
John Molino is Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Military Community and Family Policy.
Working with the Department of Defense on the return of the remains, the return of personal effects, and just about everything or anything you can imagine that makes the family feel better about the situation.
Responding to criticism from families, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld said this week he will now personally sign all condolence letters. Molino of the Defense Department says he's heard criticism, but the vast majority of feedback is positive.
We have to deal in an environment where you have interpersonal skills being applied in a very, very stress-filled situation.
So do you still have all of his medals up in your house?
No, I don't have his medals.
Alma and Brian Hart are becoming nationally known for their outreach to families. And it's in phone calls like this one between Mrs. Hart and Ann Adams that the women say they help each other cope.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
So now I have to go through all of his paperwork.
The Hearts say they'll continue to offer support to families and are thinking about raising money to expand their network. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov in Boston.